This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Access the latest news on all things MUT, and for your feed of news and current affairs, download the MUT Radio app now from the Android and iOS Play Store.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT student secures national spot at EDHE ABSA InnoVarsity 2026 with the inclusive e-hailing startup, and in Bandla, municipal workers down tools in pay dispute. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. MUT third-year accounting student Asanda Sonqisha has secured second place in the Innovative Industry category at KZN Regional Round of the EDHE ABSA Entrepreneurship InnoVarsity 2026. The competition was hosted by MUT in Durban on 11 to 12 August, with students from UKZN, DUT and UniZulu taking part. Sonqisha will now represent MUT at a national round in Gauteng this November. Her startup, Pride Ride, is an inclusive e-hailing service aimed at the LGBTQIA community and people living with disability. The platform includes 24/7 panic buttons, live streaming cameras, vetted drivers, personalized accessibility settings, and wheelchair-friendly vehicle, addressing safety and discrimination gaps in public transport.
To be quite honest, it feels surreal. I couldn't believe that I was seeing my name on the screen. It took me a couple of seconds. Then after I realized that, no man, this is actually happening, I started screaming, you know, doing a little dance. Then I went to the front to give out my acceptance speech or something like that. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a great feeling. You know, knowing that other people actually believe in your concept is a great feeling. Indeed, and I do appreciate the support that I've received from MUT, from MUT Radio, from SWIP, from my family and friends. It was amazing. That's all I can say. Thank you.
In other news, Mbandla municipal workers are expected to return to the picket line on Wednesday over unpaid wages. Members of the South African Municipal Workers Union downed tools on Monday, alleging they have not been paid in 4 months and have received no explanation from management. Frustrated staff have been protesting outside the Mbandla local municipality offices and plan to hand over a memorandum of grievances to municipal leaders. The municipality says it is ready to engage with the workers once it receives the memorandum and has called on the community to remain calm while efforts to resolve the dispute continue. And finally, Durban's Gorm Sound is set for a major release, with producer Woza Bugsin and Goldmax teaming up for their first full collaboration album, Gorm in Black. The 14-track project combines the production styles of two established figures in the genre, aiming to honor Gorm's roots while pushing the sound forward. The rollout is led by single Kushipa, to featuring Gorm veteran DJ Dira. The track blends heavy drums and signature Durban's energy, setting the tone for an album described as loud, unapologetic, and built for the dance floor. The collaboration grew out of years of mutual respect and joint work on individual songs, eventually expanding into a full-length project rather than an EP initially planned. With more music already in the pipeline, Gorm in Black signals a continued partnership between the duo and reinforces Durban's ongoing influence on the Gorm's season. In your money markets this morning, markets are steady on this Wednesday morning with gold trading at $4,345.11 an ounce and platinum at $1,718.57 an ounce. Copper was quoted at $6.46 per pound for immediate delivery, while the December 2026 COMEX futures contract sat on 654.95 US cents per pound, reflecting what traders expect prices to be later in this year. Locally, motorists are still feeling the pinch at the pumps as the August 2026 unleaded 93 inland is around 25 rand 42 cents per liter, with petrol 95 varying slightly between coastal and inland areas. On the currency front, the rand was trading at 16 rand 20 cents to the US dollars, 18 rand 67 cents to the euros, and 21 rand 78 cents to the British pound. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MET student secures national spot at EDHE APSA University 2026 and impends a municipal workers' down tools in pay dispute. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock on the Hangout Show. For MET Radio News, I am Kragazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.